At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Jones and Keefe here on a Tier Tuesday, tearing off quarterbacks about an hour from now. I imagine Drake May will do pretty well.
Drake should do well, yeah. I agree with that.
Let's find out exactly where he fits in. Cowherd thinks the Patriots might now triple their win total.
I agree.
That'd get him to 12. He might be conservative.
That might be low.
He's also a little rattled by that. He said he surprised himself.
He shook him. He's like, I knew they'd be good, not this good.
I was right,
but not right enough about the Patriots.
It's a good point. A bunch of texts on the Patriots and does the road go through Foxborough and who's playing better than the Pats. The Colts, for example, is a good one. Guys, when the Colts almost lose to the Falcons, it means the Colts are bad. When the Patriots almost lose to the Falcons, it means it's a tough league. No. I don't think we said it was a tough league when they lost to the Falcons.
I was surprised.
Also, the Colts went to overtime.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the Colts had more trouble with the Falcons.
Although if Parker Romo makes an extra point, the Pats might also go to overtime.
Good point.
There's that.
They didn't.
Yeah.
Colts did. So I feel like the Colts were in more jeopardy of losing, but fair point. If he makes an extra point, it goes a little bit differently. Also this, guys, a lot of love for the Rams on the text line. Rams over the Patriots.
Yeah, Rams are good. Rams are playing well.
And I need to see May in bad weather games. So we can get to that coming up. Meanwhile, there is some news out of the NBA.
How about this?
And I saw, I guess, some talk about this yesterday, that Nico Harrison could be out in Dallas.
Well, they were chanting fire Nico at the game in Dallas. Of course, he was the GM who traded Luka Doncic, and everybody hated him immediately. Everybody said it was dumb immediately. It was the worst trade, like, in real time. And he made up some song and dance about, you know, I don't know, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, and how well that's going to go. So they hate him, they hate him, they hate him, they hate him. And then now today, there's a report by Shams that says he's going to be fired.
Fired by 10 a.m. Central time.
He's got a half an hour to clear out his office.
Yeah, get your stuff. Get your stuff and we're going.
He's out pretty quick.
So you allow the guy to trade Luka and then you fire him 6 months later or whatever that trade was?
Yeah.
Do you know what Luka's doing this year, by the way, for the Lakers?
He had a monster game.
You want to know
what
his averages are?
Well, he was hurt for a little while, but he had a monster game. Was it last night or 2 nights ago?
It was last night. Yeah, last night he had a really good game. He is averaging 37 points, 9 boards, 9 assists.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing okay. Nice player.
How are the Lakers?
Are they not good?
Oh, no, they're good. 8-3. Sorry.
Yeah, no, they're good. Yeah. They're a little bit better than the Mavericks, who are 3-8. And lost last night despite Cooper Flagg playing well.
Well, so that's what I was just going to ask. What is Flagg doing?
I think he's off to
the first game he's played well.
Yeah, I think he's off to a pretty slow start, but he looked good last night. I think he had like his best game.
He's averaging 15-7.
Yeah, but in modern NBA, 15 points is nothing.
No, but I mean, I would have taken the under on that.
But he's not shooting well like from three and whatever else. But No, I just think it's funny. Like that was to me one of the worst trades in sports history, but you allowed that guy to do it, and then less than a year later you fire him. It's like maybe you shouldn't have let him make that move. It's kind of stupid. But you know.
Maybe
because like obviously that's not like
maybe ownership wanted out from the Luka contract. Like maybe it wasn't just about Nico doing it rogue. Like maybe ownership was on board,
then
now he's
keep
the fall
Nico.
Guy for it.
Oh well, I guess.
I mean, I think they kept him until they got the number one pick, and now they're like, "Get out of here, kid." So look, yeah. I don't know. That's I guess I'm not surprised that he's going to get fired or would be on thin ice. I'm just surprised it happened so quick.
Right,
15 games into not even 15 games into the year, 11
like,
games.
Whatever.
What did,
what did they expect? Did they expect like the Mavericks to be awesome and for like Luka to be terrible? Like Luka's going to be great. Luka's going to probably win an MVP at some point in the next few years, and then you're like, oh, we got for a slow start. It's like, yeah, you're the number one pick in the draft.
Isn't Anthony Davis out and also extremely out of shape?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, he's played in 5 of the 11 games so far this year.
Nice.
Yep. He's played in 5 games.
Okay. So that's what's going on in the NBA. As bad as the Celtics have been, at least they're not where Dallas is
at. Not the Mavericks.
Firing Nico Harrison again. I like how Nick put it. He's got a half an hour to clean out his desk.
get your items.
Get the hell out of there because there's a press conference coming up at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Central Time. 617-779-7937. We were talking about Damian Woody's comments, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Foxborough, which really, when you look at the schedules for the Colts, Broncos, and Pats,
it's not crazy.
He's really on to something. Now, keep an eye on the Chargers, I guess. That's one team in there that is only a win back. They seem to be playing really well. They started great. They played poorly, you know, around the end of September, beginning of October, and then they've seemed to turn it around.
Also worth pointing out, they play Kansas City. They play Denver. They even play Philly. Yeah. I know that's a
not an easy schedule for them.
But yeah, but Kansas City, which is really funny about them, just to harp on them for a second, if that's the team that's still, like, say, what would be the team you'd be the most afraid to play
them
in the AFC title game? It would be the Chiefs, right? Same. So they're 5-4 after their loss to the Bills. They play at Denver. Actually, they play 2 with Denver, they play Indy, and they play the Chargers. So, like, there is a chance that they miss the playoffs. Now, I wouldn't bet on that.
No.
You know, it's Andy Reid, it's Patrick Mahomes. I think they'll find a way to win
but it's not
enough
easy.
Games. But, like, I think it's realistic. As realistic as it might be that the Patriots win the AFC and make it to the Super Bowl, you could say the same thing that the Chiefs might miss the playoffs altogether.
So to me, like, the Patriots schedule thing is a little overblown now that they beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, 100%. Like, they have an easy schedule. I'm not arguing that they have an easy schedule.
Fine.
But they also have 2 of the best wins in football. How many teams have better wins in the AFC anyway? You brought up the Eagles.
Eagles
point.
Is pretty loaded.
In the AFC, who's got better wins than the Pats? We went through it yesterday.
Yes, yeah, it's hard to find.
No one has better wins. Other teams have a couple of pelts on the wall, just like the Patriots. Here's where their schedule really is going to come into play. They have 2 difficult-ish games left. It's Buffalo at home off a bye. It's a good spot for you to catch Buffalo. Bad spot for Buffalo.
Yep.
And then at Baltimore, who's still not even 500, although I think that's a real game. Other than that, easy games up and down.
You don't throw anything into the Rob Ninkovich theory of Thursday Night Football is a tricky mistress?
No.
Not his words, mine.
What if Burrow plays in 2 weeks?
So somebody brought that up. I don't think he will. So they basically brought him back like they have a 21-day window to activate him. And so they play him, in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So there's a chance he just kind of is around practice for 2 weeks, doesn't even play. And then maybe the third.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yes, he was extremely limited.
I have a theory.
Yeah, there's like pictures of him just standing there. Like,
I have a theory on what
they're
doing.
Practice.
Yeah, right. He's not coming back. I have a theory on what they're doing. And I don't mean for the Patriots game. I mean, he's not coming back.
Oh, yeah, you might be right. But I feel pretty confident he isn't playing the Pats game.
And even if he does, he's very limited this week. And then his first game back is against the Pats.
Yeah, what's he going to look like?
I mean, look, I'd rather face the Bengals with Flacco, and I respect Flacco.
I know you do.
Than Burrow.
Bengals also can't stop a nosebleed, so
no,
there's that.
You're not going to get him locked in. But no, I have a theory on what the Bengals are doing. They're like, if Flacco somehow over the next 3 weeks gets us to 6-6, Burrow can come back.
That division's wide open.
And we'll see. They don't have to activate him in the 21 days. They have 21 days to see if they're going to activate him and see if he's ready. If they're 4-8, they'll probably just shut him down and punt on the year. So I think that's what the Bengals are doing, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, those are not challenging games. And teams like the Colts have no gimme games left on their schedule. Again, we read it earlier. They're on the bye now. And then it's at KC, home against Houston, at Jacksonville, at Seattle, home against the Niners on Monday night, home against Jacksonville at Houston. Like, there's not a gimme game on there.
No.
I'm not telling you they lose them all.
Things are shaping up.
But there's no gimme game on there.
I think Damian Woody knew what he was doing when he said the Patriots can rule the AFC.
There's no dominant team in the league, Keith.
Correct.
As we saw last night on Monday Night Football, the schedule wildly favors the Patriots against other AFC contenders down the stretch. Those are reasons to buy in on the Patriots. What would be a reason not to? Like, if you had to look at it and say what the Patriots are doing isn't sustainable, or this has me a little spooked, like, what would that even be with the Patriots?
Well, you know, I would have said, oh, they give up a touchdown on the first drive all the time, but that doesn't seem to matter. They seem to be able to lock it down after that. I think there might be still something with top receivers. Like, if they don't just put Gonzalez on the top receiver, which they don't always do. You saw some of the stats that, you know, when he lined up on Emeka Ebuka last week, he did really well. But he wasn't always lined up on Emeka Ebuka, and then he had a really good game. So I think number one receivers have had some pretty good games against the Pats. Not number one running backs. They've done a really good job there. So I would say maybe a really, really good receiver has a big-time game against them. And then I also wonder, if the Patriots need it, will their running game offensively be there for them? We've seen a couple of sparks. You know, Henderson had two really great long runs. If you take the long runs, if a team is able to take those long runs away, he can be kind of a pedestrian back. We don't know the health of Stevenson and how soon he's going to be back. And then even if he is, I'm always a little worried he's going to drop the ball on the floor.
Agreed.
So I would say, you know, you get into the playoffs and you get into it, and like on a 3rd-and-3, like, can you pick that up with the run or no? Like, you just got to pass it every single time. I wondered that. That's one of the reasons why I wanted a running back at the trade deadline. I thought maybe they could have added somebody there to give him a little extra spark. So I would say running game, and then maybe just snuffing out a top receiver, which they should be able to do given they have Christian Gonzalez, but we've seen enough guys have pretty good games.
Just on Travion Henderson quick, because I actually feel okay about the state of the running game, maybe the best I've felt since the preseason.
Yeah.
With the Cerberus backfield.
Yeah, that was short-lived.
Henderson's last three games, all wins, obviously. 10 for 75 against a good run defense, Cleveland. And remember, they started using him on outside run plays because they didn't just want to run into the middle of that defense. It worked. Atlanta, he was 14 for 55 on the ground. Another 4 catches for 32 yards. Mm-hmm. So make that 87 total yards in that game against Atlanta. And then this week against Tampa, 14 for 147, 2 long touchdown runs.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty good about where that's trending with him. So to me, I mean, if you want to bring May's health into it, which I know a lot of people do, fine. But I think you can play that game with any quarterback ever.
Well, literally every quarterback.
So, you know, I just don't think that makes the Patriots unique. The one thing I would say is, you know, Drake May's been good the last 2 weeks, but he hasn't been at the same level of where he was at, and that's not bad if that's a quote-unquote low point. You know, against Atlanta, his quarterback rating was over 100, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. This week, another 200 yards, 2 touchdowns. Quarterback rating was still 89. He did have turnovers in both those games, 2 of them against Atlanta, 1 this past week. Is that a sign of like a little bit of drop-off or a little bit of an adjustment from the rest of the league? Because while Drake May now is the betting favorite for MVP, I do feel like these last 2 games haven't been his best. So is that just a sign that you can't play like Tom Brady in 07 every single week? Even Tom Brady in 07 didn't do that every single week. At a high level where it's 300 yards and a bunch of touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 100. Like, even for him, it came to an end that year. is that just, well, you can't do it every single week. The league's going to get you here and there, and you're going to have a game where you stub your toe. Or is that a sign of a bit of a leveling off? Because if he levels off just a little bit, their margin for error, I don't think, is huge.
Oh, yeah, because that's one of the things that's separating them right now. I mean, they're 8-2, and their guy is either the favorite or co-favorite to win the MVP. So I would say that's a fair kind of question. He had a four-game stretch after the Pittsburgh loss where the team turned it over a million times. He turned it over twice. Four-game stretch with no interceptions. It's now been three straight games with a pick. Right. And, you know, two of the games were really close. One of the games was not. But three straight games with a pick. This last game, you saw his completion percentage go way down. And, you know, like, so can he get back on track there? Because he was like on pace to set records or whatever to have like this crazy season long completion percentage, which is still over 71% like on the year. But it was 51%. On Sunday, so is that something that he can turn around? He definitely hasn't played his best the last couple of weeks. That's true.
617-779-7937. You can discuss there. Is the defense good enough to carry them far in this league? Keith mentioned the number one wide receivers. And is May plateauing just a little bit? And is that a sign of things to come? If so, what's their margin for error? But otherwise, it's looking pretty good. Wheels up on the Pats in the AFC as potentially the number one seed in the conference when you really break things down against the Colts and the Broncos. Never mind watching the Broncos on Thursday Night Football. Never mind the ugly game last night on Monday Night Football. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls there. Tearing off quarterbacks at 11:30 on a Tier Tuesday. It is a Tommy Tuesday as well. Tommy Curran at high noon from NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to him then. Plus a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. But on the way next, Nico Harrison's out in Dallas. That's today. Brian Daboll out yesterday with the New York Giants. Could a potential reunion with Bill Belichick happen? There's more smoke around that fire. We'll get to it coming up next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.